The Puritans were people of prayer. Many Puritan pastors rose early to pray, like Joseph Alain, who spent the time between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. in personal worship, and felt ashamed if he heard the blacksmith at work before he was at prayer. Each year, Isaac Ambrose took himself off into the woods for a month to spend uninterrupted time alone in prayer and meditation. Puritan families were encouraged to read the scriptures and pray together each morning and evening, with pastors providing model prayers for those who are unsure where to begin. Yet the Puritans were not fixated on prayer itself. They were fixated on God. Prayer was merely the means. It was God Himself who was their goal. Their spirituality was characterized by a big view of God. They felt keenly the vast gulf between God's holiness and human sinfulness, a gulf into which a Christian might have plunged were it not for God's grace to us in Christ. Again and again in their prayers, we see a recognition of the depths of our sin, enlarging a vision of the heights of Christ's love. Their big vision of God did not mean their God was remote. Quite the opposite. His activity permeated the whole of life. The Puritans had a high view of God's providence. All their comforts came from His hand and were to be received with gratitude. But hardships, too, were part of His mysterious design. All of life, from daily prayers to work and home life, was to be lived before God with His help. I love doing cryptic crosswords. My aim is to start one at breakfast and finish it during my mid-morning tea break. See if you can work out this clue. Straight-laced girl enters into the joke. The answer is Puritan. Girl enters into joke is the cryptic part of the clue. The word Rita is in the middle of the word pun. Puritan. The straight part of the clue is, if you'll excuse the pun, straight-laced. It's an example of the bad press with which Puritanism has often been dogged. The implication is that the Puritans opposed fun. It's true that Puritans were serious about their faith. But as the prayers in this book reveal, they also enjoyed life. They expressed gratitude to God for food, fun, and friendship. Even more, they enjoyed God. They pursued the pleasures of God. Puritanism began in England in the second half of the 16th century, during the reign of Elizabeth I, as a reform movement within the Church of England. Its passion was to see a church shaped by the Bible with a gospel of justification by faith alone. Many of its early leaders had escaped the persecutions of Mary I in the 1550s through exile in Europe. Here, they were strongly influenced by the Reformed tradition. Their hopes for spiritual renewal were dashed when James I, Elizabeth's successor, showed no interest in radical reform. This was when the Pilgrim Fathers set sail for safety in America. Then, under Charles I, Puritans were often persecuted. The Commonwealth of Oliver Cromwell gave Puritans a voice in national affairs, but it was short-lived. The monarchy was restored in 1660, and in 1662, hundreds of Puritans were forced out of the Church of England in the Great Ejection. Many went underground, holding secret meetings, called conventicles, or gathering congregations in their homes. But by the end of the 17th century, the movement had ceased to exist as a distinct force in national life. Yet the spirituality of Puritanism lives on in its writings. Here we find a rich store of treasures which continue to provide both theological clarity and pastoral comfort. It is these treasures I've plundered in this book. Around half the prayers in this book are Puritan prayers, which I've edited. The other half I've created out of descriptive passages from Puritan sermons or books. In both cases, I've updated the language while trying to retain the feel of the original writers.